Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You all are so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sandy right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Come on, get involved. Get engaged. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation. Be part of, you know, head up to the website. Let's start off there. Okay? You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You just do all kinds of stuff there, including give me some money. Right? We do the donation thing online. The social justice platforms, well, we're doing a column. Got a different name for them? The lying platforms would work, too. You know, they have pretty much stopped online conservatives from being able to raise money, get money, or anything along those lines. So I really do appreciate the time that you're with us, the time you're working with us, the time we're getting stuff done, answering questions for you, I hope. Dr. Richard Melson is going to join me right after the break. A lot of you, I know, because I'm getting your emails, a lot of you are really having a hard time with what's happening. That somebody could steal something from you like this. Such a sacred honor that you have as an American citizen. But that can be taken away from you in a heartbeat. I keep telling you guys that. Everybody wants to live peaceably with everybody else. And they get, no, it's not going to be all right. They don't want to live with you like that. They want you to think, act, and be like them. If you haven't seen it yet with the mask Nazis, the ones that are yelling you in the store and telling you how bad you are, what a piece of crap you are, because you don't think, talk, and follow what the government tells you to do blindly, that's just the tip of the iceberg. There's so much more to it than that. As I've said to you, this is a fight of good and evil. And I'm sorry to say it, but you look at what those Democrats are doing. You look at what some of these guys are doing. I just talked about what they were doing, what Cuomo and de Blasio were doing in New York. There's no science involved. They really don't think it through. It's what they believe to be truth. That's what it is. End of discussion. And when the judge asked the government for information on why it chose or how it chose to shut down the outside restaurants, what did it have for actually science, actual numbers? What did they get? Bupkis. I know, the chair's moving. Nothing. They got nothing. And the judge said, you have no science. Open the restaurants up. Period. And then they're talking about how much more that we're seeing in the COVID cases or people being diagnosed with. And I talked to a couple of, you know, and I won't say doctors, but medical people. A couple of things that weigh on me. One person said, in reality, Joe, in this country alone, we've probably had close, maybe 100 million people tested. You don't hear about it because you know they're not getting the results you want. I don't know how true any of this is. But the number of how many people have actually contracted COVID in one way, shape, manner, or form is probably 10 times higher than what you're seeing. They've had it. It's gone away. They've never been tested for it. Whatever. They're still around and still alive to tell us about it. So I don't know. I don't know ultimately where these numbers really are at. If this thing runs as rampant as they say it does. Again, everybody's holding Dr. Fauci in high esteem. And he was the one that was screaming and talking about how we were going to have 2 million people dead by now. And then in the second round, God only knows how many. Well, not that I want that many, but we do not have 2 million people dead in the United States. We reached, what was that, 300,000, and everyone's going out of their minds? We shouldn't have to lose anybody. I get that. But the percentages are still so low, they don't match any other pandemic we've had. So why should I believe this one? I mean, really, in all reality, why should I believe this one? Did you guys hear that the Michigan opened up with the American anthem and then the black national anthem? And a couple of black conservatives came out and said, this is just wrong on so many levels. You couldn't do that in any other country. Get away with it. Right? It just wouldn't work. You go for loyalty in that country and that country only. Or you're done for all intents and purposes. Really. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And these young kids who think that this is such a great thing, socialism is such a great thing. What do they really know about it? You parents at home, what have you taught them about it, if anything? Right? And, you know, the Michigan thing is funny because it came right on the heels of the Michigan, I refuse to say her name, Michigan governor saying that we needed unity. We needed to be pulled together. We needed to make sure that we were doing things together, that we were on the same page. And then what did she do? She allows the American National Anthem, the U.S. National Anthem, and then the black national anthem, whatever. How is that unity? Martin Luther King would be appalled. I know that for sure. Some of the black community leaders came out and said, this is wrong. This further divides us. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Back in a few minutes, Dr. Bridget Melson will join us.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Some people did something, and that all of us were starting to lose access to our civil liberties.
We are back. You listen to the real side. Always, you know, I look and I see my mouth moving. Ain't nothing happening. So I got to hit the right button. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Do something. Do something more than nothing. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Let's get, we'll hit the phones real quick. Ed from Moses Lake, Washington. Ed, always a pleasure to have you on with me.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Here's a quick reminder to every state. We've had these problems with these judges making decisions, like especially allowing extensions for time for collecting the votes. Well, there's a thing that you can do is put a complaint, and it covers Supreme, Superior, and Inferior Courts, which is your county court. Is you put a complaint in to your Judiciary Oversight Committee. They will investigate that judge on the complaint, and they either they will acknowledge them or give them some kind of restriction on what they can or can remove them from their position, and that becomes immediate after their decision. You don't have to wait for the next time for voting for them or them being appointed or anything else.
Wow.
So I'm
not aware.
Pardon?
I'm not aware of that. Yeah.
And that way you don't have to put up with this person making poor decisions. And how dare they have that kind of authority and commit felonies or misappropriation of following the Constitution of the state? How dare they when they put judgment on other people?
Ed, you're talking from a world of reality. They don't live in that world like we do, Ed. For them, they're above the law. They didn't really mean that no one is above the law when they said no one is above the law. You know that.
Yeah, I know, but this is a way that you can actually, and it, let's say that if nothing else, it will go on their record. And you
right.
can bring that up at the time of re-election.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, again, many of my listeners sent me emails, by the way. Ed, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Many of the listeners have been sending me emails, and you've been, asking me, look, if the law doesn't apply, and it's just, why bother? Why bother voting? Why bother? You know, you're sitting there, in despair to a degree, even though you don't want to use that word, but you're feeling like it doesn't really much matter what you're doing. It's a bad place to be. I can understand what that's like. Believe me, I can understand what that's like when you feel like you're the only one there. So if you're struggling with this hopelessness, I tell you something, you're going to survive. All right? It's been worse than this. You're going to survive, but don't listen to me because I don't have a clue. You got to listen to Dr. Bridget Melson, Dr. B. She joins me to discuss not only that, but the issues of the day. Dr. B, thanks for being with me.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Right? Are you talking to people with a feeling of hopelessness? I mean, like, what do we do now? It's over.
Never. I'm not on this earth to talk about hopelessness. No, that's not me. Get the wrong person.
No.
And we can't.
And I just go, you know what?
Yes.
What are you doing to fight back? Do something to fight back.
I don't hate that, I get a lot of messages still constantly, between texts and private messages about, now what, this lawsuit, with 18 states, including Texas, and well, we're rewriting it. We're going to submit it. Honestly, I just live in the fact that we are well within the will of God, and my God's not small. So he's got this. He's bigger than Joe Biden. He actually is. And that's what keeps me going. However, there are two studies that just came out a few weeks ago, and it does concern me. And so I understand the people who are suffering, mental health wise, and are just ready to give up. And both of these are significant. And it's interesting because now they're looking at the mental health aspect of COVID and seeing if there is an aspect of the actual virus, not that just, the staying home. So they're kind of doing studies, which I appreciate, on whether or not it's the virus or it's the impact of our governors.
If you're not a strong-willed person or you're not a strong, I don't even know what to call it, strong character or what have you. Now, you'd be sitting there, you're looking around, you're watching real news and fake news or whatever. You can't figure out what's right from wrong. But here you have this disease, this virus. It's going across the globe, and it's wiping out people. Oh, my God, thousands and thousands just in California alone. And you get all that, and we may never be able to take our masks off again, and what if I have to get a vaccine? But I don't want to get a vaccine because that is not a place I want to be. But there are a lot of people there. They're just, what do I do now?
It's a lot. It is a lot. And even though there are, a lot of people on radio, they're very strong. It gets me, a few days, I asked for prayer on Facebook a few days back and it was just normal life. And of course we're doing an entire house remodel in the middle of all this madness because that's smart. But I write articles. I still help people. I still email people. I pray for others and I'm on radio and it definitely still affects me. It's going to affect everybody at some point. We're just going to have bad days. It doesn't mean it has to continue to affect you. And remember, I always say, guys, if it's 2 weeks or longer, that you're just feeling hopeless and you're not able to get out of it, that's when you need to seek help. I really want to not make light of that. But just so you know, if you've had COVID and there, you feel like there is a little bit lingering, you know, some brain issues, some mental health issues, that actually may be a part of the virus. I don't want people to think like, oh gosh, I'm just depressed. In this study, you know, it was 62,000 people in this study that were diagnosed with COVID, just COVID-19. This was not, no dual diagnosis, no comorbidity. And they found that older adults with COVID-19 had two or three times greater risk for developing dementia if they already had COVID, which is very interesting. So now they're trying to see if it's because of COVID, right? Or if it's because the body just, you know, they just gave up not having the personal one-on-one contact. The other things they're seeing is up to 20% of people who have COVID are now diagnosed with anxiety and depression. And that, it's just interesting to me. I'm wondering if the virus, like, literally affects the physiological, you know, you physiologically in the brain, or if it just affects you mentally. It's just stuff that I ponder. These studies I like to find. So it's just,
well, you know,
it's tough.
Again, I talk to people I thought were strong character, because I don't want to call them weak people. I don't mean
right.
that. But,
right.
You know, they've been stuck at home. They don't know what to believe. They're afraid.
I know.
These are educated people. We say, look at the numbers. Don't take my word for it. Go look at the numbers. So
yes.
You know. And I am always amazed and surprised at the fear that just jumps right in and takes over. Anyway, we'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Dr. B's going nowhere. She's going to help us out after the break. We'll be right back.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of
$600. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Electoral College met Monday to cast their ballots, affirming former Vice President Joe Biden's win in the presidential election. Electors met in all 50 state capitals to cast their votes, with Vermont the first to report the results with their 3 electoral votes. President-elect Biden compiled 306 electoral votes to President Trump's 232. Addressing the nation following the Electoral College voting, Biden said that democracy had prevailed and it was time to turn the page.
Democracy prevailed. We, the people, voted.
faith in our institutions held. The integrity of our elections remains intact. And now it's time to turn the page, as we've done throughout our history, to unite and to heal.
The results of the Electoral College will be tallied and confirmed at a joint session of Congress on January 6th. This is USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
You might get a lot more comedy than you know. We'll talk to you next break. Hold on.
We are back. Let's hit it real fast on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I want you to stay with me. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot happening. You sign up for the newsletter. That's always cool because I like it, so it must be cool, right? Or you could, there's so many things you can do up there. Head up there, read the stories. Enjoy, but right now, let me bring it back. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her time with me, and she will help us get through this.
I will help you.
You
I'll
better help us get through this. Otherwise,
you better.
Otherwise, I've been wasting my time over here.
That's right.
So, anyway.
Today, I can help you. Last Thursday, couldn't have helped anybody. But today,
well, we all have our moments, right? I mean, we all have.
Yes.
I think you and I were talking, and you saw the video real quick. Because some people think that things don't shake people like us. But, you know, being on the school board is kind of tough sometimes. And I think I told you 2 weeks ago or something like that.
Oh, yes.
It was the first time. I mean, not that I felt like alone, like God wasn't with me, because not true. But it was the first time I got that feeling like this is it. I'm the one warrior fighting for something that's right for the kids. And the
that's
other
awesome
ones went hiding.
And, yeah. But God's so abstract, you know, right? He's not just something tangible. So you do feel a little bit alone, yes. You know, physically alone. But that's kind of how it's going to have to be. More in the world.
Hey,
just more moments like that.
I had I don't know if you know who he is, but Pastor Jack Graham did a story on David, and I think the title of his message was he ran towards or they ran towards or something like that.
Yeah.
And you know, David, the little pizza delivery boy, shows up. You know, when Goliath is taunting the Israeli warriors. I mean, warriors, fighters. And they're basically in a fetal position, hiding in tents. They won't come out. And here's a little pizza boy goes, what are you guys doing? He's making fun of our God. Let's go. And nobody wants to go with him. Right?
Yeah.
And
there's a lot of that in the Bible.
Yeah.
A lot of it.
So you never have to feel alone, and you never have to feel defeated.
Yeah.
Well, Jonah probably had to scrub his body for months after that ride.
he just wasn't interested. I mean, literally, it was like, go into San Francisco and preach the gospel. He's like, heck, not going to do it. No.
Yeah.
Well, yes, you are. So, I mean, that's a lot of us are being called to do that and to speak out. And that's
going against the flow. It's what we have to do.
Yep. I agree. No, you have to go against. You have to go against it. You have to do. I was just telling somebody who just got in the office, and I said, "Dude, you have got to do what's right, no matter what. You have got to do what you know you were called to do, and make the right decision. And don't let people. If anybody says to you, you know what they're going to say about you, your answer should be, I don't care. It's
yeah.
really that simple. I just don't care.
I just say, and your point. This is it, and this, and this, and what's your point? Yeah, we have a couple faithful warriors, you know, fearless warriors here in Texas that drive our governor and everybody nuts. Because our governor's, you know, even more moderate, even though we're Texas. He yeah. says what you want to hear, like any other governor, you know, politician does. But we have a couple real warriors coming up, and boy, they are sharks. Sharks for the conservative matter, sharks for, you know, as for pro-life, and just America. And I'm so excited, you know.
Well, all right. So people dealing with this depression, people dealing
yeah.
with feeling like, what do I do now? We're gonna lose our freedoms. We're going to lose A, B, and C. Help.
Yeah. Yeah, well, and here's, I mean, I hope this isn't depressing news. This is something, and y'all need to hear this, just to normalize it. I'm a big normalizer. I'm very realistic like you are. I mean, you'd be a really good therapist, I think, to a point. But, you know, people really need to feel like, I don't know, normalize. You've got to know that it's going to, you know, take a few months to recover from COVID, you know, if you get it. I think, honestly, everybody's just going to have it or already has. And you know, and those are going to present challenges, and you can't fight that. You've got to get yourself healthy. I mean, difficulties returning to work, difficulties caring for our children, resuming, you know, your normal routine. Things like that. I have friends around that have had it and are just struggling 3 and 4 and 5 weeks later. And they're like, am I going crazy? And you've got to just take your time. God gave us incredible bodies, you know, to heal, but and minds to get over all of this. But it's going to take time. It is. These are such strange times. It just really is. I just went tonight to our son's band performance, and you know, it was just so weird walking in the reality of it. I'm glad that they have these performances. I'm glad he goes to school every day, but the chairs are all 6 feet apart. You know, we're all having to wear masks. You know, the kids are all singing and not playing instruments with masks. They get to pull them down, but it's just a weird thing. I'm such an observer, right? I'm such an analyzer, and I just sit back the whole time, and I'm just looking around, and it's just bizarre. Even for me, if I really thought about it, I would probably go nuts, you know, myself. It's saddening. And here we are coming in, you know, to Christmas, which is, what, like 10, 11 days away, and people are going to have to make decisions on who they see and who they spend time with. And do you have to FaceTime, you know, grandma and grandpa? I mean, whatever you guys have to do, make it happen. Get an app now on for them, for your, you know, your grandparents, your great grandparents, aunts, uncles, whoever you're unable to be with. That's going to make such a world of difference to them. And we just have to adapt. I think we've got to let the anger go, except for about the election. I'm all still hanging on to hope there. But I think we really have to replace it with, okay, Lord, what can we do here to be creative? I think we have to give in to that a little bit and get creative and really draw people in. Keep talking to your kids about it. It's very interesting that I'm finding that now kids and teens are talking to their teens, and I'm starting to get texts. And even though I don't have practice, I've brought a few more people or people I used to see back on, because it's just now hitting them. You know, we've kind of kept up the facade and kept up the, you know, what, I don't know, the good feels a bit as parents, but it's really affecting kids now. You know, they're going to be home. A lot of them, you know, never went to school. The weather's changing, right? Winter's happening. It's darker. All of these things greatly affect the mental health of everyone, but really especially our kids. I'm noticing it with mine. I'm noticing it with my past clients. So please, parents, this isn't the time to be lax about it. Really talk to your kids and sit down with them. I don't know. Have you noticed? Does the weather affect you, Joe, at all? You get that
Me?
Seasonal? Yeah.
You know, All right, you're going to laugh at me. My wife would tell you, the people around me would tell you, I don't have down days. I have moments where I'm going, okay, what am I doing this for? Why am I, you know, come on, God, you having fun with me or what? What am I doing here? So, you know, am I your jester? But I really don't have down days. My basic philosophy is that, you know, I've got a purpose. God put me here for a reason, and I just need to keep trucking forward no matter what's going on. And we've had some pretty horrific things happen in our life. And not that we're better than anybody else. It's just I've seen people devastated by, you know, something goes wrong, and then they just get balled up in the grief, and they get balled up in all this stuff, and they can't move forward again. Right? I mean, for years.
And some people are just built like that. Yeah, you're just more of an optimist, kind of let's get up and get going. And
you know what I think?
Yeah.
Okay, so here, thank God my uncle doesn't listen to the show, but I grew up, you know, in Boston, in the city, and one of my uncle's favorite sayings, well, I was one of those klutzes, right? Always tripping. And so I would fall and rip the skin off my palm of my hand or take the skin off my knees, and I'd be sitting there looking ready to start crying, and he'd look and he'd go, nobody cares, get up, let's go.
Well, I don't know if that's good or bad.
Well, I'll tell you what, I can tell you so many stories about things that have happened in my life, but you know, and there's never been a knee jerk like, oh my God, what I do. It's like, okay, stop. Alright, what's going on, what do we have to do? That kind of thing. And I know that's not everybody. I really get that. But it comes back to what you and I have talked about, and this is why I get so confused by some of the simple stuff. You keep saying, and I just had this argument with some of my people at the district, about kids not being able to cope. We don't teach our kids to cope because everything is such a big deal. I don't know. Maybe I got 180% the opposite of that. I don't know. And with this that's going on, to your point, you're seeing more kids that are suicidal, that are depressed, that don't know what to do. I mean, is that what's happened? We just stopped teaching kids how to be strong?
Yes and no.
No, some people. I'm not letting you get away with that.
I got more.
You have to answer that on the other side of the break, right? So write that down. Did we stop? We'll be back in a minute. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Dr. Melson will be with me right after the break.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free. 2020safe.net.
Extendivite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
You are some messed up white people.
Great, Mr. Butter himself.
I kissed her.
I didn't agree with his lifestyle, but hey, sure can sing. Joe Messina, your host, listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, do something. My old saying used to be, don't just sit on the couch drooling all over yourself. Get up and get something done. You'll feel better about yourself, you know, the whole nine yards. And there was this video going around. I'll ask Dr. B about it because I think she'll get a kick out of it too. But I love surprising you and stuff. So
I love it.
Melson joins me every week. Love having her on the show with me. It is not hopeless. She will help you. I guarantee she can help you. But I don't know if you ever saw that from the military guy. He came out at one of the graduations and he said, "Look, you want to feel accomplished? Make your bed."
Make your bed. Yep.
First thing in the morning, get up, make your bed. Because it's the first accomplishment. It gets you rolling. You have a positive thing to step out on, right?
Yep.
And I agree with him. You know, as time went on, little wins help. Mentally, they help you in the head. I got this done. I got that done. I got this out of the way. And you're moving forward and you feel better, don't you?
It's really true. Yeah, that was Admiral. I think it's William McRaven. No, it was
All right. So can't get away from this because we were talking about it on the other side of the break. Remember?
Yeah.
About our kids being strong. Go ahead, take it on. Go for it. Sit back and listen. Enlighten me.
Enlighten me. All right. We'll get your chakras all aligned. Here you go. You ready?
I don't have any chakra unless I can fry it, but go ahead.
I don't even know what a chakra is. Don't send me one. I don't know what they are. Yeah, you know, just a thing on coping, you know, where I said yes and no, you can control it and you can instill it. 60% of it is actually interesting, how you cope. And we can all learn to cope. I will put that out there. 60% of it's genetics. It truly is. 40% is environment. And what I mean by this, and if people really are noticing that these are parents that are, you know, they do have methods, they do have a protocol in place. They have rules in the house. They're consistent. They have a good moral code, things like that. And your child is still strong-willed and still not able to cope. It could be genetic. And I want to say this real quick, and it's interesting because I've sent a few people, especially during the COVID crisis, are like, Dr. B, and I know these people. They are warriors. They are not people that get down. And I've sent them to get a blood test. And again, I'm not a medical doctor, but I've researched this, and I do have a certificate in medical neuroscience from Duke, so I can say this. I learned a lot about it. There is a gene called the COMT gene, C-O-M-T. And I want people to write that down. It is a gene that they found in the 1950s. And in the early 2000s, an incredible doctor found a test. So we can test for it, and insurance should cover it. So go get a test for COMT and see if you have the gene variants. And I'll tell you why. If you're positive on both gene variants, that means that you're going to have issues coping. It doesn't mean that you can't learn how to cope. You just have to know what you're aware of. We can't just assume these kids are going to cope. And these are ADD kids are finding it's not really ADD and ADHD. It's an inability to cope. It's just very interesting the last 10 years what has come out, even the last few years. So out of all of this, I think that COVID is really putting a spotlight on how we cope. For real. And I do want to put this out there so people can feel hopeful, and I hope this helps a lot of people. Go ask your doctor to give you a blood test for COMT. And hey, feel free to message me with the results, and I can kind of talk you through it, because not a lot of medical doctors even understand it. But I just want to put that out there. It will help you. It'll help kids. It doesn't matter how old you are. You still have the gene. And if you've experienced a traumatic event, and that could mean different things to different people, COVID could be a traumatic event. It's traumatic for a lot of people. It can flip your gene on. And once that gene is flipped on, boom, you can't turn it off. You can learn how to cope better, but at least you'll know that you're not crazy. So yeah, that's kind of when I said yes and no, you can help, you know, get help for coping.
Well, you know, all four of my kids were so different.
Were they? Were others hard to soothe and hard to, you know?
Right, exactly. Like, one of them you could say, it's a little blood, kiss it up to God, let's go. The crying stopped and we were playing again, right? The other one, you had to do the whole boo-boo thing and you had to clean it out and you had to clean it up.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
See, they're probably positive for COMT. You should go take them now as adults.
I ain't taking them nowhere. They're adults. They can take themselves.
But these are our addicts. Yes, these are our addicts, too, because they're trying to cope.
Really?
So it's really revolutionary. It's amazing, because once even addicts, I've worked with a few addicts, not a lot. I've never taken a drug in my life, and I'm not an addict. They will totally pull the wool over my eyes. I can't see them, but I've seen a few, and I've had them go get this test, and they were positive on both, and it actually helped in their recovery because they didn't feel crazy. You know, because these true addicts in recovery, they're trying. A lot of them are really trying. And just knowing, and this is for anybody, just knowing that your genes are not in your favor to cope, but knowing that will help you cope, if that makes sense. It just does. I have one of the variants.
Okay. So. I know you're going to slap me when I say this. But
no,
I'm
sorry.
Anyway.
I might.
Does it give you a crutch by which you say, well, I can't help it. That's my gene.
Not if you're seeing me that doesn't know. I'm like, okay, let's get to work. Yeah, Dr. B, I can't help it. Well, You're the wrong office then.
Yeah.
No, I would say the majority of the people that I've worked with, it absolutely just brought relief to them. And then we were able to make a plan because, the thing I wanted to let you guys know is these people cannot take antidepressants, otherwise known as SSRIs.
Right.
It makes it worse. And so, 93% of our mass shooters are COMT positive on both variants.
Wow.
Yes, because they were all troubled in school at some point or had mental health issues pre-existing. And then the majority of them were put on SSRIs. And you can read you can go read my articles on my webpage, drbradio.com. They're put on SSRIs. COMT positive people are allergic to SSRIs. You can never take antidepressants. You can take anti-anxieties. Meds, but they're put on antidepressants and it makes it worse. It exacerbates. It makes you homicidal or suicidal.
Whoa.
So people need to know about this. If you have a kid that's a little, whoosh and has a little, few tendencies that aren't good, go get this test and do not let a doctor put you on any kind of antidepressant without getting it. So hopefully that's helpful.
Well, what's really I was sitting with some of our district staff, and I was, I'm not the college guy in the room, so they kind of look at me weird when I say stuff like this. Like, look, has anybody really thought about the effect this is going to have on our kids for years? I'm tired of hearing about how resilient kids are, because this isn't like a one-time thing. Okay?
No.
This is something that's been going on and as it goes on longer, the kid sitting there in his bedroom going, will I ever see so-and-so again? Will I ever be able to hang out with my friends? Will I ever be able to go to a dance? You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. They're not
for a long time, isn't it?
It is. They're not getting the one-on-one stimulation, the social stimulation that they need to have a brain that is going to develop the correct way. And that's why parents, we have to get them, some way. You've got to get them out there, get them to a park, go for a walk, have a play date, where I'm at, whatever you need to do. We've got to get our kids interacting. And that's what I'm saying. At this point in the year, we're 10 months into this, 10 months into it. We are seeing the severe mental health issues, and that's why the suicide rates they went through the roof last week. This is why. This is exactly why. Like you said, it's not funny anymore. It's life-threatening at this rate, and it is going to, the brain of children especially, there are a few groups, the 0 to 3 years old, it's developing at a very fast rate. And then 13 to 15, another huge fast rate. And then 17 to 18. And pretty much after that, it does a little bit more developing. But the important part, the relational part, is what were those time periods. Very important. And they're struggling. They're struggling. We've got to get them interacting. You have to. We've got to get them stimulated and get them off the devices.
That's my big beef. Get them off the devices, because, again, without a doctorate, I'm sitting there saying to myself, that device is spoon-feeding you. There's nothing
Absolutely.
In your brain that's working, moving, teaching you, helping you move through something. It's not doing you any good.
There isn't, and there's so much you can be doing. I mean, we're supposed to have an awesome meteor shower tonight. We've got the cross, the Star of Jesus, whatever that is, coming up, the 21st. Yeah. Get your kids outside looking at stars. I did that with Allie, and she just went crazy. I got the app on my phone, and then we looked and found everything in the sky.
I do that, too. I totally agree with you. I think it's exactly what you should be doing. Get back to some basics. I mean, what the heck did we do before TV and radio? Oh, we had to talk to each other. Well, forget it. That's not going to work.
No, just anything but the device. Even we listen to old classic shows, radio shows from the 20s, 30s, 40s. That stuff, it's great because they have to picture it. That's a part of the brain that can be developed. That's what you got to do. Got to get off of the screens.
Yeah, I was... it's just interesting to watch parents with kids, being at a school board level and watching how parents interact with their kids, and just the differences between everybody is amazing to me. Anyway, tell people where they can find you, quick.
DrBRadio.com. Have a Merry Christmas. Well, I'll see you next week.
Well, it is going to be you. Have a Merry Christmas, and if you celebrate something else, have a Merry something else. Anyway, we'll be back in a little bit. You got Joe for the next hour. All me. You can pound on me all you want. We'll be back in a little bit. You'll see the real side.